Good evening and welcome. I would ask that you would grab your hymnal. We're going to start by singing together tonight, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Turn to hymn number 1, and when you find your place, please stand. And the words will also be on the screen. Let's sing together. We've got so much to be thankful for this evening. Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening from the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. I'd give you another chance to grab your hymnal again. I guess I misspoke. The words are only to the title, which, if you've got the song memorized, is awesome. But we're going to sing the next stanza together. Let's sing. All thy works rejoice around the earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. On the last together. Mortals, join the happy chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music in the triumph song of life. We are so glad that you are here. In just a moment, we're going to hear from our junior high choir. But before we do, let's ask the Lord to get the glory from what we are about to do together. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the gift of life and the joyful music that we find in Christ that can move us forward even in this day and hour. And we see as these bright young children are just a blessing from you, Lord. I pray that you will take everything, all of their work, that you will help them to remember all of their lines. The hours that they've put into this would be just a great example of what you have blessed us with. Lord, I thank you for all these parents that are making it a priority to be here to watch their young ones tonight. We thank you for the privilege of ministering to them. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Well, good evening. We have a special treat for you today with the middle school choir as guest performers for this program. Unique is that many of these students were in K-5 here at BBA when they were little. They have since gone on to use their talents in various ways, including placing 3rd in the state competition for the NCCSA's Fine Arts. We want to show K-5 students and all of you parents what they can look forward to several grades down the road. So here's what the big kids get to do. We're going to be singing a song called Enjoy. And then before that, we're singing We Are Not Alone, a reminder that in all stages of life, God is with us. Please enjoy.
Thank you. Bright tomorrow, the joy of a brand new day. Kitchen salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Program, help us do a great job, be with our families that are here in different places. We love you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
Tonight we would like to present a program based on the legend of the three trees.
Sit back as we tell you about what happened to the three trees.
Thank you. second little tree, looked down on the mountainside at the ocean far below.
There's so many boats and ships.
I want to be a strong sailing ship, a ship that travels mighty waters and cave pathways. I will be the strongest ship in the world.
Think of all the places you could go and people you could meet.
You could be huge.
Up at all.
It's one of them, so big and tall.
I will look at me and raise their eyes up to heaven. They will think of God. I'll be the tallest tree in the world.
You could be a great monument.
Yes, but not like the Tower of Babel. That was a disaster.
Years passed. The rain fell on the central and the tree grew.
Then one day, three woodcutters climbed up the mountain.
This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me. I'll
be made into a beautiful treasure ship and hold marvelous treasures.
This tree is strong.
It is perfect for me.
Point people to God.
Any kind of tree will do for me. This is fine.
carpenter cut and carved the tree into a simple seed box. The once beautiful tree was not filled with gold.
Or decorated with jewels. It was covered with dust and hay for hungry farm animals.
Wow, look at the shipyard. I wonder where I will go first.
The shipbuilder hammered and sawed the tree into a simple fishing boat.
The one strong tree was too small to sail the ocean.
It was taken to a lake that it had to carry loads of dead smelly fish.
What happened to me? Why am I just a beam of wood? All I ever wanted to do was stay on the mountaintop and point to God.
Many years passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams.
Strong and beautiful. Now I understand. This is the greatest treasure in the world.
Amen.
Jesus fell asleep at the second tree so quietly in the lake.
A big thundering storm arose.
This is terrible. I don't have the strength to carry so many people through the fierce wind and rain.
What should we do?
Peace. Be still.
We'll drown.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there? shouting, glory, glory, glory. Were you there when he rose up from the grave?
Alive, alive, alive,
of God's Son, Jesus, dying in their place. God's gift.
That's better than the tallest tree in the world.
Hey! hope you are as thrilled as we are with the effort your children have put into tonight. They have done this for you. They've practiced songs and motions, rehearsed their lines with each other in small groups with me. They've taken the responsibility of sharing God's amazing plan of salvation very seriously. They know that many in our audience did not know this plan, and no one can say that now. Somehow I'm always taken back by the way God has shaped each school year. It's as if I'm shocked that he's in charge. No matter what my plan was back in August, he worked out a far better plan in many wonderful personal specific ways. God really showed our class the importance this year and the responsibility of being a good witness for Christ. They understand that it's our job to tell the world why we were created, what we needed to be saved from, and how God fulfilled his promise to provide that salvation through Jesus. And they're only 5 and 6 years old. We really took to heart the way we live our lives at home, at school, at Walmart, that shows people what we believe. Please encourage your children to keep living a life that glorifies God no matter where he takes them from here. Thank you for every good morning hug, for every tooth that was lost, for every Bible lesson where each student at the same time sat perfectly still and in awe of God, for every happy face still drawing from home, for every heartfelt prayer that we took to God and then saw him answer. You shared an entire year of your most precious gift with me, and I will treasure that gift always. Thank you.
Good evening. I am so glad to have this moment with you. There are so many wonderful teachers that have invested in me throughout my journey. I was so blessed that my small elementary school still used the Bible, had a respect for the flag, and wanted me to have a good education and a moral compass. My goal in college was public administration, possibly law, and again, it was a teacher that redirected me and said perhaps I should look at what God was calling me to do. My teaching career began in 1981 in a small mission school. Obviously, a few years have passed, but I still love what I do. On my hardest days, I get to spend time with your children and laugh and have fun. You and I partner together to lay a foundation in the lives of these children. BBA is an outstanding school with a godly vision for the future. We believe that God's called us to make a difference in the lives of the children. Thank you for your financial sacrifice. Thank you for your trust and allowing me to be a part of this journey. God reminds us that we are to train up our children in the way that they should go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. This year, the children have made a wonderful progress with academics. They have learned to read and write and count numbers. I am so proud of them. But most of all, I'm thankful that I have been able to teach the scripture. The Bible tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. My prayer is that God will call out your children to be nurses, doctors. They will be firefighters, policemen, stay-at-home moms, soldiers, and perhaps even a president. I pray that God will bless the seeds that we have planted as he grows your children. Thank you so very much for this year together.
Good evening, parents, families, friends, and of course our beloved students. Boys and girls, you have done an amazing job tonight. You have worked so hard and have been so excited about this night. Parents, I know you are as proud of them as I am. As I reflect on the school year, I am just amazed at how quickly it has gone by. It seems like just yesterday that they walked into the classroom for the very first time. Your children have learned and grown so much this year, physically, academically, and spiritually. Their love for the Lord and for each other has been a joy to watch. My hope and prayer for each and every one of my boys and girls is that they would always put Jesus first, themselves last, and others in between. Donald, Madison, Sarah, Michaela, Sam, Kinley, Saoirse, Jaden, Lynn, Bailey, Camilla, and Charleston, remember that the Bible tells us that God has a plan for your life. Always trust God and put him first. I love you and I'm going to miss you all so much. Thank you for all your sweet smiles and loving hugs. It has been such a blessing to be your teacher. I have enjoyed every moment with you. Parents, thank you for entrusting your child's care and education to BBA and to me. It has been an honor to be your child's teacher this year. Your support, prayers, and encouragement have meant the world to me. We have made many amazing memories that I will treasure forever. Boys and girls, Mrs. May loves you and will never forget you. Thank you for a great school year. Have a wonderful summer vacation and may God bless you and your family.
Thank you, parents, grandparents, family, and friends for coming to our graduation program for our kindergartners. We are so happy you are here to help us celebrate all the many accomplishments made by the boys and girls this past year. And now they are ready for first grade. I have had the unique opportunity of presenting the enrichment program to all three of the kindergarten classes. It was a thrill to see their excitement when learning about new things. I was amazed by their interest in the people and events that helped shape our great country, America. The kindergartners were fascinated by the different cultures as we explored other countries around the world. Your children are truly a blessing from God, and it was a real joy for me to spend time with them each day. King David wrote in Psalms 139:14, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Your little treasures are special little people created by God with a special plan for each of their lives. It has been a privilege, and I am so thankful to have had a small part in that plan in the lives of your precious little kindergartners. I mean your first graders. Thank you for giving me the opportunity by enrolling your children in BBA.
Parents, family, and friends, now is the time we've all been waiting for. The presentation of diplomas, awards, and the turning of tassels. Some graduates have a cord or a sash on. The Bulldog Award is the paw print sash that represents the most improved student. The red cord represents the second highest average. The gold cord represents the highest average. The solid red sash represents the Servant Leadership Award. I will begin with Mrs. Derry's class. Elijah Allen, who also earns the Servant Leadership Award. Michael Aubuchon. Shalia Liu. Kavon Brown. Kashawn Evans. Kaden Farron. Earning the Bulldog Award, Ulysses Perina. Earning the Bulldog Award, Ashlyn Lane. Kinley McCaffrey. Rafferty. Earning the Bulldog Award, Searsha Nelson. Earning the Servant Hearts Award, Jaden Wynn. Glenn O'Fay. Earning the Bulldog Award, Bailey Pike. Highest average, Camilla Salinas. Carlson Thomas. It is my privilege and with great joy to present to you the Berean Baptist Academy K-5 graduating class of 2015-16 and the future graduating class of 2028. Congratulations, graduates. Please be seated, graduates. We are very proud of all of your hard work, and Pastor will come in this time.
Moms and dads, grandparents, uncles, aunts, you know the story. It's real simple. It's real quick. Small children will be brought to Jesus, and the apostles or the disciples immediately stopped them. They put their hands up. They said, "He doesn't have time for those children." You know the story, right? Nod your head if you know which one I'm talking about. It's in Matthew. It's in Mark. And Jesus immediately rebuked the adults. Jesus rebuked the adults and said, "Allow the children to come unto," help me, let them come unto me. Jesus was talking about children like this age. And this is what he said, Mom, and this is what he said, Dads, Grandpas, this is what he said. Your faith in the kingdom of God needs to be like their faith in the kingdom of God. Somebody's not happy tonight. You know, we had tonight for an hour an object lesson on how we're supposed to believe. What happens is we grow up and the world influences us and gets in the way of this childlike faith. When you tell these boys and girls that God loves them, you know what they do? They believe you. When you tell them Christ died on a cross for them, they believe it. When you tell them on the third day he rose from the grave, they believe it. And then they grow up and the sin-filled world interferes with what they believe. The object lesson for us tonight is we cannot allow the outside world to interfere with the way we believe. They reminded us tonight how each and every one of us need to believe the truth. And boys and girls, thank you for giving us adults an amazing reminder of how we need to believe the truth. We need to believe it the way you believe it. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would put your hand of blessing upon these boys and girls, and that the seeds, the gospel seeds of truth that have been planted by our kindergarten teachers, Mrs. May and Mrs. Derry and Mrs. Lawson, That their foundational work in teaching these boys and girls the absolute critical foundational truths of life. That there is a God which made you. He has a plan for your life. He died for your sins. He rose from the grave so that you could have life eternal. God, we pray for the salvation of each and every boy and girl represented in these three classes and collectively the future class of 2028. We pray, God, that you would call them to yourself, that you would fill them with talents and abilities and skills and knowledge, and that all of that would be used to your honor and to your glory. And God, we thank you for these parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, friends who have invested in a foundation for their son or their daughter. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ms. Chapman?
I present to you the class of 2015-16. One more round of applause, please. You may be seated. Parents, we're going to ask that one parent come up front for security purposes, please. We'll ask you to visit the cafe. We did DVD it tonight, so if you didn't get something, you can turn an order form in at the school office. And we hope you have a great summer. Thank you again for entrusting your children with Berean Baptist Academy. Good night.